It's funny that even when you're lying behind me, fast asleep, I still easily find myself daydreaming about you. I can feel your chest rising and falling against my back, and the weight of your forearm and the curve of my waist. I've barely opened my eyes yet, but I'm still basking in this afterglow you've left me in from the night before. It's in these quiet moments alone, surrounded by the aftermath of a night with you, that I can let my obsession for you sink in. Clothes all over the room, hotel guidebook and toiletries that were supposed to be neatly aligned on the desk all over the floor. Bed nearly a foot away from the wall. I can feel myself grinning as I notice all these little things and shift my body closer to yours. You're still asleep, but as I'm moving closer to you, you involuntarily pull me in tighter, and I feel a little flutter in my stomach. I just feel so lucky. Now that I'm closer against you, I close my eyes again and feel myself slipping from a daydream into an almost lucid one. I'm remembering the night step by step, reliving it, since it'll be a little while until we get to play again. Savoring the memory of spending the evening catching up on your week, how work is going for you, hanging onto your arm as we walk around the city before dinner. We get each other so stupid, smiling so wide over the dumbest things, feeling so smitten with each other. We both know how ridiculous we must look, but we can't help it. Sometimes I worry about being too romantic and breaking some rule or boundary, being too clingy or too needy. But you always reassure me. The fact that we can have these feelings and enjoy them just for what they are is very freeing. You don't expect anything from me, and I don't expect anything from you. We just enjoy each other. And you can have that closeness and that affection, and that's all it is. I think that's a really beautiful thing. We even enjoy the little flares of jealousy that we get when either of us mentions other people. That innocent pulse of possessiveness that comes from being so enthralled by each other. My desire to work hard at remaining your favorite pet. Your only pet. Your desire to work hard at reminding me who's in charge of my pleasure. You keep every aspect of my attention. I want to go to you when I need a friend, when I'm feeling affectionate, and I want you when I need to be touched, and when I need to come. It's so cute when you get a little jealous, because for a moment, a part of you feels like someone is stepping into your territory, which reminds me that I belong to you. And that makes me feel attached. And also very wet. Fuck. And I love it too, because I know that I can be flirtatious and extra slutty sometimes. I like attention. A lot. All the time. And I get excited for how you'll remind me of the fact that no one comes close to satisfying me like my sir does. Ugh. And now I have that telltale feeling. Yeah, it only takes one mention of your control to make me twitch. That spark between my legs. It sends my mind just spinning. I have to rub my legs together a little. I know you won't wake up. Not yet. Even if you did, you wouldn't mind. But you know that I physically can't help it sometimes. So you give me some leeway. You very rarely don't let me touch. Only when I've misbehaved particularly badly. But I wouldn't dare use my toy or make myself come without your permission. I know that I misbehave a lot. But I know that you like it. You like when I whine about not getting my way. Because if I had my way, I'd be pleasing you somehow. That seems to be all I care about these days. I can't get enough of it. All I want is to please you. To make you feel better than anybody else does. And to stay your favorite. And your baby girl. And your kitten. And your princess. I have to make sure that I earn those words. It's funny because we've only met a few times in person now, but everything we do is straight out of the fantasies we've discussed. Except now, instead of listening to you in my headphones, I'm listening to you brush the hair across my neck so you can ask me quietly if I'm ready to go to dinner. And I know you're doing it on purpose. Not just because of the cliche of the American girl swooning over the accent. Which I can't help. But the way you speak, it's with intent. Every time. You speak quietly and firmly when you ask. That's not really a question, and you're just setting the tone for the rest of the evening. Chen sends shivers down my spine. We've gone from smiling, giggling teenagers to my sir and his pet. It's this shift in us. You hold me a little tighter, and as we walk into the cafe, you put your hand on my lower back and gently encourage me to go first. It's polite and sweet. Like you're telling me that everything is okay, and that you'll take care of me, and that I'm safe. But it's also an act of control. You're still telling me where to go. I follow your lead and walk in and pay a little extra attention to what you do and say. I have to be on my best behavior. This is making me so wet that I can feel it start to cling to my inner thighs and probably drip onto the sheets. I don't think rubbing my legs together is enough anymore. I know I can play with my pussy, and I'll take it slow. I can hear you in my head telling me you want me to start slow. I can be so greedy sometimes that I hurt myself. You always tell me to be patient. And hearing you say, slower, pet. Relax. Not yet. In my head. Yes, sir. Over dinner, you kept filling my wine glass on purpose. And I get flirtier and flirtier, as usual. I can tell you like it because when I slip my foot out of my shoe to graze your thigh, I can feel the tip of your cock, and it's hard. You let me touch for a moment, but then gently move my foot away. The less inhibitions I have, the harder it is for me to listen. And you just love watching me struggle. You love the part where you break me down from demanding and desperately trying to seduce you to a mess on the floor begging for you to please let me come. You're the first person I've never been able to convince. Oh, and I love that. Fuck. When you tell me no. When you call me out. When you reprimand me for trying to take advantage of the situation. God. You never let me get away with anything. I just love it. You want me to try. Because you like letting me think I can win before taking everything away from me. Watching me try to pry your zipper open in the elevator on the way back up to our room. And saying all kinds of nasty things you like. Oh, baby, I want your cock inside me. Don't you want to fuck me? Don't you like pulling my panties to the side under a pretty dress like this? Oh, don't you want to hear me moan your name and beg for you to fill up my tight little pussy with your cum? And while all that filthy talk turns you on, you still grab my hands and hold them in yours and say, "No, now walk." As the doors open, you give me a gentle push and order me to stay facing away from you. But you still correct me when I stagger a little so I don't fall. And I'm whining, and you're telling me to keep moving, completely unfazed. I make it to the door and start digging in my purse to find the key card. And you let me fumble a bit before pushing against my ass and kissing the back of my neck. Your hand against the door above my head. Oh, I moan and try harder to find the card as I push my ass back against your cock that I can feel is rock hard. I try turning around to kiss you and you force me back towards the door. After another moment of struggling frantically, you pull a key card from your pocket and open the door around me. I walked forward into the room and turned around and began to reach out for you, which you corrected and ordered me to turn around and tell me, "If you have to tell me to turn my back to you one more time, that you won't let me come tonight." I turn around and clasp my hands together while you unzip my dress. You tell me to keep my shoes on and hook one of your fingers into my little velvet collar and pull my head back. I whimper a little and kiss my cheek and order me to kneel. I knew it was going to be a long night. It always is when you get me started like that. Oh, because you want to take me through all the phases. You know how intensely my sex drive can overwhelm me. And you want me to fight you a little. But not as much tonight. I know that because you're far more sober than I am. And you want to watch the phases. You wanted me to break the rules and test you so that you can remind me what will happen if I continue. And watch the gears turn in my head as I struggle with listening. I want to listen. I always want to please you, but in that state, it's very, very hard. You know that. And you love it. So instead, you wait and watch me sweat. Fidget with anticipation, waiting not so patiently on my knees, staring at your belt buckle, using all of my strength and willpower to focus on what you say, even though being drunk makes it so much harder. You slowly undo the buckle and my ears perk up, and I can feel myself salivate. Please let me suck your cock, sir. Please, please, I need it. You don't move any faster. Fuck, baby, please. Please give it to me. Please let me suck on it. Please. Please. Oh, you still say no. I snap and fall forward as if to get closer, and you quickly correct me by putting one hand on my chest and the other on my neck just under my jaw and lift me back up. Back up onto my knees. You pause and look me in the eyes and ask me what happens when I don't listen. I can't help my reaction. I say nothing because I'm frustrated and I can feel my eyebrows furrowing slightly. It's showing on my face that I'm being stubborn. But I remain quiet until I can keep it together long enough to answer you properly. That I won't be allowed to come. And you say, "Good girl. Now say you're sorry." "I'm sorry, sir." It's hard to get it out because I'm so frustrated, but I do. Because at the end of the day, no matter how stubborn I am or frustrated, I know my place. And I enjoy the struggle too. So, you force me to look up at you in your suit and finish undoing your belt, and I can't take the anticipation. Oh, God, baby, you were so incredibly sexy. That little fire of frustration and not being able to have you was made worse by seeing how good you look. And you even stop halfway through undoing your pants to take your coat off and push up your sleeves. Fuck. Of course. Watching your forearms flex slightly as you move your hands makes me think of your grip. Oh, on my hair, on my waist, on my neck. Fuck. Now I'm soaking wet and I can't help but involuntarily push my ass back into you. Not too hard, though. I still don't want to wake you. It was a long night. I'm getting dreadfully close to edging. I can't help it. Even reminiscing like this, whether you're laying behind me or you're hundreds of miles away, it's the same. You get me so fucking excited. And I always want to tell you about it. To talk to you about it. To let you know I'm thinking of you. To tell you I touched myself in the shower to the thought of you, or that I spent the entire morning today before you woke up to me grinding my ass against you, fantasizing how you built me up so high, only to spend the entire night breaking me back down. Fuck, you took me through all the phases. After you finally decided to fuck my mouth, you refused to let me touch myself. And when you did, you changed your mind. Oh, you let me think for a moment that I would be allowed to edge while you fucked my throat, only to take my hands and bind them together. I was so desperate. The defiant phase was over, and I collapsed, whining and begging for you, pulling out all the stops as usual. Oh, please. Please, sir, I need you. I need you. Baby, I can't take it anymore. I need to feel you touching me. Please touch me. Please, daddy, anything. Please, your fingers, even. Please, anything. You can have me however you want, wherever you want. Please, daddy, just touch me. Fuck me. Something. Fuck my ass if you want. I don't care. Please. Please, daddy. And that's when you know you've broken me again. Now that I've completely submitted to you and I no longer have the strength to make demands or quips or to protest, you pull me up to my feet and push me onto my back on the bed and hook my cuffs to the headboard, making sure I focus on your gorgeous blue eyes while you press the head of your cock against my pussy and say, "What are you?" "I'm your good little slut," I say desperately, without hesitation. You say, "Good girl," as you sink your cock into me. And enjoy looking down on what you've created. Enjoying the power you have over me. Using my body to please you. Making me writhe around and tell you how good your cock feels inside me. How much I love it. Oh, no one fucks me like you do. I'm yours. I'm your slut. Oh, I'm your good little slut. Fuck me, please. Daddy, fuck me. Harder, more. More, God, I need more. Soon I'm screaming and close to coming. Fuck. Oh, baby. Baby. Wake up. I need you. Yes. I've been touching myself all morning thinking about our night last night. It's 9:30. I can't stop thinking about it. Fuck yes, please. Please. Oh, God. I love it when you kiss my neck like that. Oh, you want me to open up my shirt? No, your shirt. fuck yes, baby. Oh, God, squeeze my tits like that. Keep pushing your cock into my ass. Oh, fuck, I want you. Oh, God. Oh, harder, you can pinch them harder than that. God. God. Oh, can I touch your cock, baby? Oh, thank you. God, you rock hard. Oh, I want it. I'm soaking wet, baby. Can I take it out? Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so wet. You like that? Sliding the head of your cock up and down my pussy. You're getting wet too. Oh God, you're already making such a mess. Your pre-cum is all over my ass and in my hand. And I just stroke it for a minute, using my juices to help you get your cock all soaking wet so I can stroke it. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I'm feeling your hands all over me. Does it feel good? Stroking your cock like that against my ass. Easily sliding down for a moment to gently squeeze your balls. Oh, God, are you getting as riled up as I am? Grabbing my hair like that moments after waking up. Oh, squeezing my hip with your other hand. Oh, God. You are my pussy, baby. You can have me however you want, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Fuck, baby, your cock feels so good. Stretching me out so much. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me, Daddy. Yes. Squeeze my hair harder, please. Oh, please, baby. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck, Daddy. Oh, you fuck me so good. More. Oh, more, please. Please, fuck, yes. Oh. Can I lean forward a little so I can put my hands on the bed and move my ass on your cock? Oh. Yeah, I know you like that. Watching me work on your cock. Watching me do my best to make you feel good. Oh, to make you come. Oh, that's all I want, baby. Oh, I just want to make Daddy come. I want it. Oh, I want your cum. Are you? Fuck. Yes, I want it. Oh, I want your cum. Where do you want to come, baby? Wherever you want. Fuck. You want to hold me close again? So your mouth is on my neck? So you can bite my shoulder? God, yes. Oh, fuck, baby. Harder. Oh, bite it harder. Use me. Use my pussy to come. Use me. I can feel you getting there. Oh, trembling. Moaning. Oh, fuck. Fuck that. That's it, baby. Squeeze it. Squeeze my neck. Dig your nails and use me. Please come for me. Please, daddy. Please come inside me. Fill me up with your cum. Make a mess of my tight little cunt that's yours. It belongs to you. Use it. Use me. Use me, baby. Please. Please come. Please, daddy. Come. Come for me. I need it. I need it. Oh, God. Oh, God. That's it. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Yes. Drain it all into me. Oh, I can feel it, baby. Oh, I can feel it. God. Oh, God. I love it. Fuck. Oh, I can feel you twitching. Oh, thank you, baby. Relax. Relax, just relax. Good morning.